Well, we're going to continue on, and now we're going to be talking about easy navigation. And I mentioned the main areas that you want to focus on are top navigation, category navigation, sidebar navigation, or sorry, featured content navigation, sidebar navigation, and footer navigation. Now, the biggest component that is going to affect your navigation is the theme that you select. I like to pick themes that make my life easy, and meaning that when I do something once, it automatically goes to the areas it's supposed to go, and it displays where it's supposed to display without me having to go in and hack and tweak and so forth. So I'll share some of the themes that I like using, and there are many, many others out there, and I'm always exploring different themes. And so I highly recommend that you spend time and invest the time to look and explore and find a theme that's right for you. So let's go through this real quick. There's a company that I buy a lot of themes from at solostream.com. Solostream.com. Here are the companies that I would recommend. Solostream, iThemes, WooThemes, and Elegant Themes. Those are my typical four go-to standard companies that I go to right off the bat when I'm looking for a theme. Woo is W-O-O, W-O-O Themes. So again, solostream.com, iThemes.com, WooThemes.com, ElegantThemes.com. Okay, so this is an example of a Solostream theme. Now, I grabbed a screenshot of it because I want to show you how the different areas of navigation are displayed in this particular theme. This is WP Media Mag. I just bought this recently. The reason being is I like the way that the content is displayed. Now, obviously, you're only seeing the top half of it, but they display the content very nicely below. The other thing that I like about Solostream themes is they're very well coded, meaning it makes my life as the admin very, very easy. So let me show you. So we talked about top navigation. This is the area that I'm referring to up there, meaning when I add a new page, it will add it automatically up in that area. Okay? And so that's very, very good because now I can control that navigation area very, very quickly, very, very easily just by adding a page. Now, there are ways, if you don't want a page to display up there, to control that as well. And I can explain that later on. But for all intents and purposes, just know that when you add a page, it gets added up in that top navigation. And so you want to make it clear that the main areas of your site or the main sections of your site that you want appearing up at the top, you're adding them as a page. Now, category navigation is right here. So now, when you create a category of posts, the category itself will appear here. And so that can be very handy because you can now use categories to organize your content. So if you have a section of posts that are related to a certain part of your membership site, put them in a category, and now people can quickly access just that section within your membership site. And what that does is when they click that link, it will take them to the category archives page for that category. So it will list all of the posts in that category for that particular element. Now, as a quick sidebar here, this is a common situation that comes into our support desk. People want to take non-members to the category archives page where it displays all of the posts in that category, but they do not want non-members being able to access the posts within that category. Does that make sense? How am I explaining that? So they want to be able to show the list of posts, but they don't want non-members being able to access the post itself. So the mistake that people make is they protect the category. That's a mistake. You do not want to protect the category if you want to show the category archives. So write that down because I guarantee you if it's not something that's come up, it will come up very soon for you. So if you want to show all of the posts listed in a category archives page, do not protect the category. The category protection just controls who is able to view or not view the category archives page. It does not control the protection of the actual posts in that category. You still need to protect the post itself. So I like this category navigation because it's very easy and it gives my members quick ways to access various elements within the site. Featured content navigation, which is displayed here with images. I love this because you want to use images within your membership site. It brings your site to life and it adds a dynamic element to your members area and increases the appeal for your content. Now, I buy almost all of my images from a royalty-free site called Photolia.com. Photolia, and photo is spelled Photolia.com. They have thousands and thousands. I would even venture to say millions of images, and they're on all kinds of different topics. So what I do is I'll go to the site, and I will type in keywords related to the post that I am writing on. And it'll give me a whole bunch of images, and I purchase the images. You can buy them for $1, $2, $3, depending on the size of the image that you want. Here's a big tip. If you are doing a membership site on a very specific niche topic, one of the things I would recommend you do is go to Photolia and buy a monthly membership. I think it costs $179. But just buy it for 1 month. And then download your butt off during that month. Okay, so here's an example. I was working on a niche membership site. And I went to Photolia. I signed up for a 1 month membership. And I downloaded every single possible image related to that niche that I humanly that I could have thought of. And so now I have a whole library of images that I can use for that membership program thereafter. Now, with the monthly membership, I think you're limited to 30 downloads per day. Okay? So just set a reminder for yourself. As soon as you wake up, go download another 30 images. And you're going to have more images than you'll know what to do with. And they're all high quality, professionally shot images, and it works wonderful for a membership site. So that's my little tip. Now, as far as the featured content navigation goes, I like this because basically these are posts and these are images that you insert in that post. And what I love about SoloStream and many of the other premium themes do this is they can naturally pull in that image into different locations. And it happens all automatically. You don't have to be all technical. You don't have to, you know, do any fancy hacking. It happens automatically. So you just add an image to the post like you normally would, and magically the theme will pull that image and place it in different locations. In this case, it's placing it in the featured content area because these posts would be marked as featured posts, posts that you want to appear in this area. They've got a nice little slider here, so it'll slide, you know, to more images across here. And the type of content that you want to put here is content that's is your best stuff. That's the stuff that's naturally going to get people to sign up for your site. So that's what you want to put here. And when you're evaluating a theme, you'll see different featured content areas like this. The other ones sometimes are bigger in nature. They may not have three. They'll just have one big image. There's different ways of doing it. So that's what I'm referring to when I talk about a featured content navigation. And then, of course, you've got the sidebar navigation, which would appear here. Now, there are different plugins and different things that you can do. You notice that this particular widget has tabs. That's a great way to, again, put more content or add another layer of navigation in your sidebar. I really like that because, again, you can put a lot more content and make it very accessible for people. And then there's the footer navigation. You can't really see it in this image, but there are basically different sections here, and those are all widgets. It's very, very easy, drag and drop. And so you don't have to be technical, again, to be able to add some navigation to the footer. And I apologize that that image isn't coming up clearly, but those are different widgets. So, easy navigation. The other thing that I recommend is always providing your members links to the most important areas of your site. Tracy referred to the dashboard page in your wishlist membership. That's the most important page of your entire site. Please, please, please make note that you want to create a dashboard page or a quick links page, and you want to make that your after login redirect. So make a note of that. Create a dashboard page with links to your most important areas and use that page as your after login redirect. And you can decide which page will serve as the after login redirect for each membership level by going to the Membership Levels tab in Wishlist Member, and you will see all of your levels listed, and you'll see an option, a drop down, where you can select the after login redirect. Now, I say that because the dashboard is the most important page of your entire site. But in addition to that, you want to create links that people can easily access the dashboard page if they start getting in your site and exploring different content. So I want to show you how I'm using and setting this up. I'm using essentially the same setup over and over and over again. I've taken a simple text widget. So I think this is it. You can see here it's a text widget, and I've dropped in some HTML. And I'm going to show you what that looks like, but they're basically images. Each one of these is an image. So that's an image, that's an image, that's an image, that's an image, so forth and so forth. Each of those are images, and then they each link to the main parts of the site. So if people want to go back to the main dashboard, they can click that link. If they want to go to the area where it says instructions and class resources, this is actually the dashboard for the Right to Give site that I was referring to that my wife and I have done for our charity. So those are the links. And so when they log in, they see this widget at the top on the right-hand side. It's the first widget that I have on the sidebar because I want it to be prominent and I want it to be easy for people to get to the areas of the site that are most important. In addition to creating easy navigation, here are some other links I want to refer you to. Page links too, and I'm going to ask Tracy to put on his microphone and talk a little bit about that. I use another plugin called Redirection. They're very similar, except Tracy showed me up last night and he said, well, Stu, page links does the same thing that redirection does, but it's easier to use. And you want to talk about that?
So the page links too is actually very handy for several reasons. Number one, Stu's always done a redirection, but if you want to create a page, you have to understand really the navigation bar. Whenever you create a page, it's always going to show up in the navigation bar unless you use something like Page Link Manager that we'll get to in just a minute. So, for example, if you had something on another site, this example I'm going to give you is not specifically for a membership site, but it comes up and there's sub-pages about this site. We also want to tell you about this. You create a page and it's basically a blank page and you name it what you want. Now it shows up in your navigation bar. And whenever you create it, there's a field at the bottom and you just put the URL and it can be a totally different domain. Whenever they click that in your navigation bar, they're just automatically going to go to that other site. The redirection, I don't know if you're going to get into it. It's a little bit more difficult to do that. You have to go into two sections and create it. It's super, super simple to create it in the page links too. Now, another reason why you would want to use the page links too. We're working with somebody actually just last week, and they were selling an item in one shopping cart, okay? And one shopping cart, they sent over and then went to the registration page. You know, you collect the money, and we go through the registration page. Now, keep in mind, on every membership level, we have a lot of questions like, what if I want to do a one-time offer? Well, On every membership level, you can have two settings. One is the after login page that Stu mentioned. That's very, very important. The after login page, they're going to see that every time. There's also an after registration page. So you can set that as that page, they're only going to see that one time. So if you set it up this way, you can create this page and then you link them directly over to your upsell process. So as soon as they filled out their username and password, immediately they got taken over, and this happened to be a video. It says, hey, thanks for registering for the site, thanks for taking us up, but I also have a very special offer to you, and then boom, it was sold it right there. Now, obviously, that page that's going to be redirecting, you would not want that in the navigation bar. So you would create that, and then you're going to use the page link manager to say, I don't want this to show up in the page link in the navigation bar.
Cool.
All right.
Got some content. All right. So
finally, I can't.
So you can see,
something.
I'm always looking to grab content wherever I can now. Now, so that's the page links too. Page link manager, as Tracy referenced, gives you the ability to not show a page in the navigation. So if you have a theme that automatically displays the every new page that you create in the top navigation, with Page Link Manager, you can say, do not display this in the navigation bar. Page Mash does a very similar thing. It just gives you control over which pages appear and don't appear in the navigation. Now with that, I also like using a plugin called Restore ID. And what Restore ID does, in the new versions of WordPress, it doesn't list the page number or the page ID or the post ID or the category ID. And in some themes, you can manually go into the code and remove pages from navigation and so forth manually by plugging in the ID. And that's actually how I do it with a lot of the solo stream themes that I use. But it was always frustrating to me because I never knew the page ID or the post ID or anything of that nature. Restore ID, which is a plugin, will make that available so you can quickly see the numbers. Another plugin that I highly recommend when it comes to membership sites is one called Upcoming Posts. Now, this goes back to when we were talking about content. When you work to get ahead of yourself in terms of content creation, Upcoming Posts is a wonderful plugin that will display posts that are scheduled to be published in the upcoming weeks. So remember when I was referring to the fact that you want to almost tease people about content that's coming up next month? That's one way that you could do it automatically. And so what it does is a little widget that says, how many posts would you like to display, or how many titles would you like to display? You say, I want to display the next 5. And so if you have 10 posts that are scheduled to be published in the future, it will display the next 5 that are coming up. So it's a great way, again, to give, sort of with navigation, but to give some insight as to what's coming up in regards to that. Here it is. I gave you some screenshots. So, you know, I put the title of the post coming soon. Number of posts to show is 5. And here's an example. I just did this on a test site last night. So it says coming soon. This is the title of each post, but they can't click on them because they're not live yet. So it's just a little teaser, a little way to provide teaser. Okay, this is a plugin that I use extensively. I love this plugin. It's called Simple Sidebar Navigation. Love this plugin. The reason I like it is because it gives me tremendous amount of flexibility regarding how I display different levels of navigation on a sidebar widget. So for example, I just recently set up a membership site for Armand Morin, and in that, we needed to display a different section of navigation depending on which membership level they belong to. Now this is going to get a little advanced, but I want to show it to you because I think most of you will get it very, very quickly and we'll see how you can apply it to your site. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to display a different widget or different links depending on which membership level they belong to. And with this simple sidebar navigation, I can add the links either manually by putting the title here and then the actual URL, or I can select from different pages that are already within my membership. And I can say, on which pages to display this particular sidebar navigation or this widget. So I could say, only show this on, pages that have these IDs or what have you. So you can get really, really detailed into this. And here's an example of how it looked. So this is the quick dashboard links navigation area. And so what I was doing, the reason I needed to create a different widget for each membership level is because we did something unique, and I'm going to show you and talk to you about this. We created a different dashboard page for each membership level. It's really a powerful way to customize the content, and I'm going to talk about that later on in terms of customizing the site. So we needed to display a different dashboard link for each membership level, and I wanted to display the new products that had been released in that given month, so that if somebody was coming in and they said, okay, what's new this month? Boom, they click that link and it takes them to the new products or the new posts that were released that month, and then training videos and support. So the main thing is these two links are changing every membership for every membership level, which is why I needed to display this differently. So I use simple sidebar navigation. Very simple. I set it up so that each widget only appears for each membership level, and I'll show you how to do that in a minute, and each link was appropriate to that given level. Does that make sense? I know it's a bit advanced, but I think most of you are getting it, but simple sidebar navigation is what gave me the ability to do that. I love that plugin. KB countdown widget. This is very cool if you have events going on or timelines associated with anything within your membership site and you want to provide a countdown, 8 days left until that type of thing. It's very powerful because it gives your members, you want to have events that happen on a regular basis in your membership site. It creates excitement. It creates, things to look forward to. So here's an example of how I use it on mine. I do an FAQ call for one of my membership sites, usually about every 2 weeks. So I have a countdown, 8 days left, details here. They click that link and it takes them to the page that lists the phone number, the PIN codes, and everything to dial into for that particular call. And it's all done using the KB countdown widget. Now all I did, this right here, is just HTML, and they've got different codes that you can use. I explore their help, but it's very, very easy to use. And I'm just counting down. So the next call, in fact, 8 days from now is on that date, and that's why that's appearing there. So KB countdown widget. Flexi Pages widget. This is another plugin that provides elements of navigation, particularly in your sidebar or anywhere where there's widgets. And it's similar to simple sidebar navigation in the sense that you can display different pages within your site, and you can organize them with subpages, show by hierarchy. You can organize them by page title and page ID, timestamp, I think, and so forth. So there's different ways to organize the pages listed within your membership site, and you can select which pages to include or which pages not to include. Sliding panel. I cannot wait. This is one that I've come across recently, and we are going to be exploring this with Wishlist Member and Wishlist Products. Let me explain to you how. It starts off with this little button up here. You can't really see it, but that is a black little box, and it says open. And so when they click that, this whole thing drops down. And that whole thing is a widgetized area, so you can drop widgets in there. And so how are we going to use this? Well, as Wishlist Products, the company, grows, we're going to have multiple sites. Wishlist Member is going to be one of our sites. And each product that we release is going to have its own standalone site. So what we want to do is we're going to put, that link would say something like other Wishlist product sites or something, keep it real simple. They click that and then boom, it would drop down and now I can have widgets that are related to our other various sites. How many of you are familiar with PSD Toots? the site PSD2s. Okay, cool. For everybody else who's not familiar with it, go to it. The letter P is in Paul, S is in Sam, D is in Doug, Toots, TUTS.com. It's a Photoshop tutorial site, but they do a wonderful job of using this exact principle. They have multiple tutorial sites, and they brand them very well. The themes all look the same. The only thing that changes is the color, and I want you to click through to their other tutorial sites, and you'll see how they branded it very, very well. But they use this concept, which is where I originally got the idea, and I began searching for ways to do it. This plugin was created by Justin Tadlock, who's a great WordPress plugin developer, and he makes it very easy. You upload the plugin, and now you can drop in widgets into a sliding area. Very, very cool. Some other plugins that I recommend, Widget Logic and TS Custom Widgets. They basically do the same thing, and they give you the ability to display or not display a widget based on different locations within your site and other conditional tags is what they're called. Now, let me show you how this kind of plays out. This is the area I want you to pay attention to right here. You see where it says Widget Logic? That little box will now appear, once you install Widget Logic, on every single widget that you have within your site. Now, we're getting into the trenches here. This is where I'm showing you some advanced techniques in terms of how to customize your site and how to provide easy navigation depending on what level your members are in and so forth. So the way I am using and have used Widget Logic is I specifically use the conditional tag is underscore user underscore logged underscore in bracket bracket. Bracket bracket. those are called conditional tags. If you want to learn and see all the different conditional tags, you can find them on the WordPress site. I'm not an expert in this by any means. I am, as Tracy may call, experimentally dangerous. I like to try different things. And so this is where I learned about it, and they list all of the different conditional tags. But the number one that I use is underscore user underscore logged underscore in bracket bracket. And basically what that means, only show that widget if a member is logged in. Now, if you wanted to only show a widget for non-members, you would just put an exclamation point at the beginning of that. And it does the opposite. Now, how would you use this? Well, marketing friends, if you have non-members coming to your site, wouldn't you want to show an ad to encourage them to sign up for your site? Absolutely you would. But you wouldn't want to show that ad to somebody who is already logged into your site because they're already a member. So this is how you begin using these conditional tags. Only show this widget if somebody is logged in, or only show this widget if somebody is not logged in. That's how I have begun using Widget Logic. Now, TS Custom Widgets, I haven't experimented with this much, but other wishlist customers have told us that it's a more user-friendly version of Widget Logic. Okay? Now, I have good news for all of you. You want the good news?
Yeah.
Come on, do you want the good news?
Yeah.
All right. We developed a custom widget that makes this and extends it even further with Wishlist Member. It's called Wishlist Widget, and all of you are getting it absolutely free. Yeah, see, all right. Okay, so here's how this takes the concept of widget logic to another level. It allows you to display widgets based on a membership level. So you can display a widget only for people who belong to the silver membership. You can display widgets that only belong to people who belong to your gold membership. Or if you're doing a modular course, only display widgets for module 1 or 2 and so forth. So it really gives you the ability now to get very creative in what you're displaying for each level of membership. And here's how it works. This is the bottom of a widget. And you can see it mirrors widget logic in that you can add conditional tags there as well. But now you'll also see a drop down where you can say, only display this for month one in our case, or month four. So I just said, I only want this widget to display for people who belong to month four. And I click add and boom, that's it. And so now that widget will only appear for members who belong to month four. So I don't, let's see. Okay, let me go back, show you. Remember when I talked about this particular situation? I wanted a different widget to appear for each membership level. And there it is right there. So I'm saying only show this widget for month one. And then I created another one that said only show this widget for month two. And that way I can provide quick links that are specific and targeted to where that member is within the membership level. Does it sound good? Awesome. So it gives you an entirely new level of control over what is displayed within your membership site, specifically within the sidebar navigation and footer navigation. You're smiling. I see the wheels turning. That's good. That's good. So we will provide the download link for this in the customer center. We're going to be creating an area for everybody for the Wishlist Member Live. So we'll get that information to you. It's done. It's tested. I've used it extensively. So feel free to have fun with it. One thing that I will say to you, when you install it, you have to first install it. Then when you select your options, you got to save it and then close the widget. And then after that, if you want to make changes, then you open it up and you can make changes. So you can't, I don't know how to explain it. You'll see it when you experience it. But it works, it's friendly, it's user-friendly. It just gives you another element of navigation and control. So let's quickly go back. Elements that I want to pay attention to, top navigation. That's up there with the pages. You want to control your pages. You want to give people easy access to the main areas of your site. You can do that with top navigation. Category navigation. I like category navigation, again, because it gives my members a quick way to get to the main areas of my site. Featured content navigation. I like displaying featured content. I want to draw attention to the best areas of my site. Sidebar navigation. Again, you've seen multiple elements of how we're using that. And footer navigation, again, is also very, very powerful as well. And we talked about showing a dashboard. Dashboard is critical to helping your members get to the most important areas of your site. I love icons. Use icons on your dashboard page. They just bring your dashboard page to life. You can get icons by going to Photolia. Just search icons. You can buy a whole bunch of icons for a dollar, and then you just got to cut them up and crop them up. If you do a search on within the members area, within the customer center, Wishlist Member, we've provided a whole suite of icons. But use icons and provide easy navigation to the main areas of your site on the dashboard page, which you would use as your after login redirect. Then some other link or other plugins that we use, Page Links 2, gives you the ability to redirect people to various areas in your site. Page Link Manager and Page Mash give the ability to display or not display pages in your navigation. Restore ID is useful if you have themes that depend on page IDs, category IDs, upcoming posts. Simple sidebar navigation, put a star beside that one. You will use that plugin over and over and over again. KB countdown widget, very useful if you are doing any type of events within your membership to give them a countdown as to when that event is going to take place. Flexi pages widget, another one that we use commonly to create navigation in the sidebar. Sliding panel, a very creative way to provide an extra layer of navigation that can be hidden or you can make it hide or close or hide or show very easily. And then widget logic, TS custom widgets give you the ability to display or not display widgets based on different conditional tags. And the two useful resources for that, http://codex.wordpress.org/conditional_tags. And the other one is http://codex.wordpress.org/function_reference. And then for everybody, you're getting access to the Wishlist widget plugin, and this allows you to display widgets based on a membership level, and that gives you a whole other element of control over your navigation. So with that, does anybody have any questions, comments, tips, tricks, suggestions as we wind down this particular session? Okay, we got some. We'll just grab you some microphones. Technical? Okay. Tracy, I'll answer that one.
I just want to know, are you going to give us a handy-dandy download of all these links so we can have them in one nice spot?
As Tracy mentioned, you will be getting access to all the PowerPoints, and we will be providing, we'll make sure that...
It might be up there, but if you find new ones, we don't know that.
Yeah, we'll try to make a list of the links that we mentioned, for sure. Other questions? Okay, yeah. Robbie? Our red mic.
I'm curious, for those of us that are new to Wishlist, will you guys be doing videos to show how to implement some of these neat little tricks that you're coming up with? Because that's the way that people jump their learning.
Mm-hmm. Good question. Yes. We are going to be launching in upcoming months a members area for people who want to learn more advanced tricks. It'll be called Wishlist Insider, and it'll be, funny enough, a membership site powered by Wishlist, but it'll be more advanced tricks like this. We will provide free videos too every now and then, but we'll provide a lot more, obviously, inside the members area. So we'll tease you with videos, and we will be providing more.
Along with that, it's maybe helpful to have like a standard site that people can kind of deconstruct and see what they're doing. I know in my business, I set up things for customers, and a lot of them, they don't even know what to ask for. Most of them, 80% of them will want the same thing that 80% of them will want, and so setting them up with a template that I know these are the main things they're going to need.
Yeah,
is
it's a great idea.
Yeah.
One of the things that we are doing is in addition to providing the tutorials ourselves, we're doing case studies with customers where we explore their sites. So right now we've been doing audio interviews, but we're going to be doing video where we actually go to their site, look inside, behind the admin, that type of thing. Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Robbie?
Yeah, one of the tips for Photolia is that if you're going to grab a lot of photos on there, like do the membership for $179, which I also have, is when you do register that whatever the day your time starts. Because if you do it, like if your work starts at 7 o'clock in the morning, for instance, it's a 24-hour deal. And if you do it on all 4 hours, you're going to have to rush to download your photos. So
right. Just good, a little good thing. Point. Thanks, Robbie.
I'm Noel from VideoMarketingMentor.com, and one of the tips that you were talking about themes, and if you do a lot of video on your site, a great theme for that is Press75.com.
Cool.
They have some amazing features to highlight your video. So,
awesome. Yeah. So that's for video. If you're
people that are doing video stuff.
Press75.com?
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. Thanks. Yep.
You were talking about the some kind of drip. Technology that allows you to organize what people see.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to touch on that in some more detail?
Or? Well, the drip, we've been working with another programmer, and he's not in the room right now, so I can't vouch for when that will be officially released.
Right.
But I can tell you that he has completed it, and he's using it on his sites, and he's very happy with it.
Okay.
So that's why I can't give you a definitive time or date or any insight as far as when that will be released. But I will be seeing him this weekend, so... I'll have a better idea as far as that goes.
And another thing is, I'm interested in how something like a Ning site interfaces with Wishlist. And are you going to cover even just rough strategy tips or even how to conceive of that, what you've learned about that?
Well, as far as interfacing Wishlist member with Ning goes, I probably wouldn't recommend it. Basically, we're trying to... give you the ability to duplicate everything that you could do within Ning in your Wishlist site. That's the direction we're going. We I understand there's a lot of social components to Ning, and that is becoming more and more readily available with various WordPress plugins and different functions that can be built within WordPress. And the benefit is that it's on your site. It's not on Ning's site. And that is ultimately what you want. You want people coming to your URL, your site, not Ning. Nothing against Ning, but it's a third-party service. So let's say the owners sell the company, and then the new owners say, "Oh, we want to change the direction. We want to do something totally different." You're at their mercy at that point. So when it's on your site, you're in full control, and you can control a lot more elements to it. So that's we're trying to essentially, as time goes on, we're going to be doing more and more with that. We're exploring a plugin called BuddyPress. Now this uses WordPress MU, which is WordPress multi-user. FYI on that, we do not support it right now, but that's not to say that it doesn't work. So we have a lot of our customers who are more technical, have explored it, and they're using it with Wishlist Member very, very successfully. We just don't support it because it opens up a whole other can of worms, and we're not at that point to be able to support that. But the reason I share it with you is because within WordPress MU and BuddyPress, it opens up a whole lot more of the social elements that can be found within Ning, now built right within WordPress. Cool. Other questions? Yeah, Kevin?
With Cache and Flash Secrets, going back to the video side of it, we're actually supporting, when we do it, we have streaming on the page itself for the post, and then we're offering the downloads, and we're actually offering our videos in multiple formats just to support the multiple platforms people are running. So it's streaming FLV, then we'll have a FLV download, a WMV download, MOV, and then the MP3, and just making the multiple formats available for whatever's out there.
I think it's great, great tip for everybody because, again, not only delivering the content to people in different modalities, text, audio, video, but making within the video it convenient for them to use it on whatever device that they're using, whether it be their iPod or whether it be straight to their computer or whatever format they enjoy viewing. The more you do that, the more at home the customer feels when it comes to the content.
The other thing that we did, we're using OS FLV for our FLV player, and we actually were using S3 very extensively. Part of our affiliate tools, we actually put everything they need to embed a video on their site up on S3. So even the JavaScript and everything that they need is actually hosted up on S3. They just need to take the embed code and put it on their site. They don't have to put any files up there at all.
Very cool.
And that's actually a clickable video using the OS FLV player.
Excellent. OS FLV player. So there's another one you probably want to write down. Anybody else got tips, tricks, strategies, comments, questions? All right. So one of the things that I want you to begin doing is start to think about how you can begin customizing your navigation for membership levels. This is a more advanced strategy, but again, it hits on what we talked about, we're going to talk about in the next session when it comes to personalization. That's why we did this one first, and now we're going to lead into personalization after lunch. But begin thinking about that over lunch. Discuss it with each other. Talk about different ideas, strategies of how you could use these concepts and really tailor the site to where the member is at any one given level. Here's just a quick glimpse. If I were running a modular course, or I teach a course and it's run through 8 modules, for example, and I'm using Wishlist Member to sequentially move or add people from level 1 to level 2, level 3, and so forth, what I would recommend is that you use some of the strategies we outlined here to keep the excitement going from one level to the next. And now you can put widgets that are going to be relevant to where that person is at that point in time as they're going through your course. One of the biggest things when it comes to drop-offs or refunds with bigger courses that are multiple modules is people lose interest. And so they get to module 3 and it's kind of old news and they're not as excited about it anymore, and so then they ask for a refund. Well, if you keep the excitement going all through your membership, you're going to have far fewer refunds, far fewer people dropping off, and you're better serving the members because you're tailoring the content to where they're at that particular point in the course. So these are ways that we're using it and successfully using it, and I highly recommend that you do so too. The other thing that I want to share, and I showed you on here a brief insight, in that for the membership site that we just set up for Armin Morin, it's a new membership site that he launched with Mike Stewart. Our affiliate link is monthlyaudioproducts.com. The product itself is Monthly Products, but the link you'll want to go to for sure, because Tracy and I have worked so hard here, is Monthly Audio Products. But essentially the way it works is they are using what's called, we refer to as the UPS delivery model, where they're delivering a package of content to their members every month, a new package of content. Now, essentially what that package of content is for this membership site is a video or an audio interview that you can resell, but you can also, it's very tricky to explain, you can take parts of the interview and customize it. So you could actually, you could be the one interviewing the expert. You could record yourself asking the question, and then the expert, you could grab that clip of them answering it, and you could piece together your own high-quality interview. It's very, very cool technology. So each month, they're releasing a new package of content, a new set of interviews that you could use and create your own interview products. So what we did was, you could see how we used the sidebar, simple sidebar navigation, and we used the wish list widget to control, only display this for this membership level. But the other thing that I want to point your attention to is that we created a different dashboard or a different after login page for each membership level. Why did we do that? Well, because it gives them the ability to put a custom message for that given month. So it could be, for example, they sign up for the first time. So now they belong to month one. And the message for month one is, you're going to love, thank you so much for signing up for the membership. You're going to, there's so many benefits to this, blah, blah, blah. Here's a quick tour of how you can find the different areas within the membership. And in this month, we did an interview with this person, and he talked about this, this, and this, and here's some ideas on how you can use that. Then, in month two, the dashboard page is different. It looks exactly the same, except the message is going to be different. Well, welcome back to monthlyaudioproducts.com. See that you got, hopefully you got great value from last month and you're using that and selling that product. This month, we speak to, and it's tailored to where they're at that particular membership level. So with this membership, we're able to get far out ahead of ourselves in terms of content creation, and the whole thing's automated so that members can sign up at any one given time, and they're going to be taken from month one into month two, month three, and so forth. Does that make sense? So creating a custom after login page for each membership level, very powerful concept because it allows you to tailor a welcome message or a message that's relevant to your members at that particular point in time. Trace?
You done?
Yep.
Okay, we are just about to break for lunch, and I wanted to do something here because whenever we do these events, we always have people. Oh, I forgot. We always have people that are coming away and making great connections here, and they want to stick, keep in touch later on. So I want to see a show of hands: how many people consider themselves to be advanced at WordPress? Okay, I want everybody to look around. Advanced. Okay? Okay, hold them high. Yeah, we got, several people. I mean, we have instructors that teach WordPress. We have theme developers, a lot of coders, and, developers, different things. Now, let me see the people that aren't so comfortable with WordPress. Okay, these are the people you guys need to be talking to, because I had a question, I would like to meet somebody. One of the biggest things that we get in our support area is, I got this, and I'm still not sure. I've been through the tutorials, and I'm still not sure. Who can I get to help me with this? We've referred a lot of business to different people, and they're just slammed. It's a great time to hire people, and it's a great time to be available to be hired. So I want you guys to connect We're going to be talking about the forum.
Yeah, so there's a couple things coming up that we want to make you guys aware of. For advanced people, if you do want, or this is a business where you do this for other people, you're going to be very happy to hear that we are running a certification program very soon for those types of people. Because as Tracy mentioned, we have a couple people that we refer a lot of business to, and we refer, when we say a lot of business, we mean a lot of business. They have, one of the people said to us, Stu, we're getting too much. We can't handle it. And they've actually put like a waiting time on it, because we get probably about, I would say, 4 to 5 a day requests. Can you refer me to somebody who can help me do X? And they're willing to pay for it. And so it's just not the business that we want to go into. We thought about it, but it's not our core competency. And so we want to refer that business to other people. But with that said, we need to make sure that whoever we refer the business to knows Wishlist inside and out, and so that we don't refer our customers to people who don't know how to use Wishlist. So that's why we're going to be running a certification course, and so that the only people that we refer business to are the ones that have been certified.
All right, we're going to break for lunch, but I need to do one thing real quick. The people that said that they were still uncomfortable with WordPress, I want you guys to put your hands back up in the air. Okay, keep your hands in the air, or you're not that comfortable with WordPress. How many of you guys have owned Wishlist member longer than 1 month? Longer than 2 months? Longer than 3 months? Longer than 4 months? Longer than 5 months? Longer than 6 months? Longer than 7 months? Longer than 8 months? Longer than 9 months? Longer than 10 months? Longer than 11 months? Okay, longer than 12 months. We just had our 1 year anniversary. Okay.
Now you should have said longer than 13 months, and then we're going
to
see who.
Okay, longer than 13 months. So we're down to how many? Who is it? How many of you had it for? Okay, you've had it for how long? 13 months? Anybody? Well, we released it to a small group of people prior. Okay, so it's down to 3 people, right? I think they probably bought it. They bought it actually like in, was it August?
September.
Before we released it to the public. Okay, keep your hands up. Okay, now, what's the only fair way to do this?
Well,
which one of you traveled the furthest? I don't know.
Well, no, we were joking last night how we were going to do this. We're going to say, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, okay, this is
on
good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being a complete dummy when it comes to WordPress, 1 being I know, you know, enough to get around and I'm comfortable, who would say they're closer to a 10?
Oh.
Val. Okay, so Val, are you saying that you're the biggest dummy when it comes to
WordPress? You are the biggest dummy in the
Okay,
ring?
Well, the good news is
we have a signed copy of WordPress for Dummies for Val. This is for you. Congratulations.